The red phone? No, you've got D stick at your camera, I see, for an answer.
Hello, Florian speaking.
That's my very fine Electronic Frontier Foundation privilege sticker.
Oh, that sounds good. That sounds good. I wish I had one.
Yours is just a small donation to the EFF.
Excellent. Hey, Torsten, how are you doing? Oh, who do we have here?
And IQ.
Oh, welcome, IQ. Anyone else? Maybe I should poke Norbell on IRC. That usually has a wonderful effect. And who else do we have here? We have Bjorn as well. Do we have?
Can you help me?
Oh, yes. We're on mute.
Okay.
Who else looks 40 over here?
Bawdy or bored?
Well, probably bored, I was thinking, yeah. The boring company, you know? Elon Musk is
always
proud.
Bored things.
Yes, do you think the LibreOffice is more relevant to, or has more search traffic than SpaceX?
Hello, Andreas.
Which is encouraging, if you like SpaceX, that is. Hey, Andreas.
Hi.
Good to see you.
Well, there's your great news of the afternoon. Apparently, Donald Trump's skin color is because of all of the penis enlargement pills he takes, according to his ex-wife.
Well, that's a very edifying notice.
I thought you'd be excited to read that.
So I'm always being emailed about these products, so I'm going to do,
as far as I can see, all they do is make you unhappy if Donald Trump is an advertisement for them.
Oh, really? Okay, well, there you are. A walking advert. How extraordinary. Anyway, representation. So, Andreas is everyone else at the moment. We don't have quorum, or do we? Kendi. Oh, Kendi's on holiday. No, Kendi's not on holiday.
They're missing Osvaldo. Too.
He's coming. Yeah. Let me poke Kendi. You should be here. I invited Osvaldo to the hangout, but you never know your luck. I'm trying to remember who else is on the board. My brain is turning into mush the older I get. I don't know why, but...
I'm missing Norbert and Bjorn, I think.
Yeah, I think they're both on IRC, as I say. You could try waking Norbert up. It sometimes works.
Hello.
Hello, Kendi.
Hey, Kendi. We have a Kendi. That's helping.
I must remember to send you a desk light for your birthday.
Yes. The people that lived in darkness have seen a great window contrast, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
And if you pull the curtain closed, you probably improve your contrast, Kendi. Right? But then you won't be able to see anything else. So, you know. No, I think the other side.
Like this.
The other side.
Wow, you know.
It's all for remaining anonymous for the NSA.
Yeah, the EFF, you don't need a sticker. You don't need the EFF sticker because you can't see anything.
Getting better?
Yeah, and if you open the other bit of curtain, you're probably all right, Kendi. So I think you can probably open the other curtain because we can't see that one.
I'm afraid that it won't be there, but...
Yeah, that's fine. It's on your phone. Well,
not really, right?
Perfect.
Well, I will buy some backlight for the...
Okay. And how about orange hair, Kendi? Can you do orange hair as well? I think that would be very helpful, you know. Okay, a wig.
Well, 20 years ago.
Okay, perfect. Who are we waiting for, Marina? What is the...
For Norbert and Björn.
Norbert actually knows things.
But at any rate, we have quorum, so
yes.
Five past the hour.
Yes, we can start.
Let me call Norbert. Why not?
We can do the public meeting without them.
No mobile network.
Yeah, we have an item for the public part. We have only one item for the public part. Okay, the item is from Andreas, and is a statement for having the Plum Foundation in. In the advisory board, I suppose, Andreas.
Okay, should I explain? We talked.
Yes, please.
Okay, we talked to our service provider last week, and when we started in last year with the migration from the templates and extension site to the new environment, he gave us a very good. Conditions and we discussed about to explain after we have finished a good project that we want to maybe that it's a good idea to have a statement and push the open source in forward by talking or making a statement of using open source software for such an environment and how it works. Plone Foundation is an American charity. And
hi, this is Norbert.
And the
hey, Norbert, I'm sorry, I was hassling you on the phone, as you can see.
And the software itself is also under public license, open source license, GPL. So it would be good to make together a statement and to state in public that we use. Open source software to drive our business and that we use Plone for that in this case. Because Plone is also...
So it's a case, so you want a sort of open source case study of the Document Foundation with Plone and a nice statement saying it's all good, yeah?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
And he will approach the Plone Foundation to make a nice statement, and we will see it before we get public. It's okay?
Is there anything controversial here at all? I assume you want a quote in there, Andreas Manka, TDF, whatever, and Italo will be involved and so on. Is that right?
Yeah, okay.
Anyone objecting?
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good to me.
That's brilliant indeed.
Okay, I'm not a object.
Okay, so Tolly should be involved, Andreas should give bull quotes, everyone happy.
Okay, fine.
Oh, hey, Osvaldo.
Thank you. Oh, we have Osvaldo as well. This is turning into a party. I love it.
Hello.
Hello. I'm sorry, I added you at the end of the list and you added yourself in the middle. Look at that. That's cool. I'm going to get the line wrapping working for me. All right, good. So should we decamp to the private call? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Well, see you guys in a second in the private call.
Okay, bye. See you. Bye.